A full investigation into the death of a Baltimore police officer who was shot with his own gun has been released to the public. The report details Detective Sean Suter's last few hours on the November afternoon he was shot, the day before he was to give grand jury testimony related to a corrupt unit in the Baltimore Police Department called the Gun Trace Task Force. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
A panel of independent investigators pieced together audio, video, new eyewitness accounts, and forensic evidence to conclude that Detective Sean Suter died by suicide.
We cite 14 reasons why we reached the conclusion.
James Stewart is chair of the Independent Review Board. One new piece of evidence they found, blood on the inside of Suter's shirt sleeve. And they tested the only DNA found on Suter's gun, his own DNA, on the inside of the barrel.
The test was to see whether DNA would survive the bullet passing through and the superheated gases that propel the bullet out of the chamber. We used two separate guns by officers who were on the department who actually cleaned their guns, and so their DNA might be on that. It showed that only the DNA would only survive with the blowback from the fatal shot. And that was what was still in the barrels.
Former Police Commissioner Daryl D'Souza asked this panel of police experts from around the country to conduct the investigation after the police department's homicide unit hadn't made any arrests, despite a $215,000 reward. The Independent Review Board had access to the police department's existing work on the case. Its seven members conducted at least 30 interviews. In the end, they worked on the case for hundreds of hours, and they prepared a report that is more than 100 pages and available to the public. James Cauldron, co-chair of the panel, said it's very common for an outside group to conduct an investigation like this.
When people are emotionally involved in an issue, whether they're community members or police officers or police leaders, it's very difficult to look at facts and accept them. And I fully expect some of that to continue here.
Besides new witnesses and forensic evidence, the report details an interview the review board had with Detective David Bamenka, Sean Suter's partner on the day he died. Suter requested that Bamenka, a new detective on the homicide unit, ride along with him instead of his usual partner that November day and the day before. The report has texts and cell phone calls between Suter and his lawyer that afternoon, with Suter's testimony before the grand jury approaching. Then, right before their shift ended, Suter repeatedly told Bamenka he saw someone acting suspiciously. Bamenka said he didn't see who Suter was referring to. But Suter told his partner he wanted to investigate and sent Bamenka around the corner. From there, the independent board closely followed camera footage showing Suter and Bamenka separated by a building. Suter near the vacant lot in the Harlem Park neighborhood. The camera catches him standing on the street, pacing in back of a van. But then, Suter darts into the lot, out of sight. 8 seconds later, Suter is shot.
Because we have the two eyewitnesses and the videotape.
Again, James Stewart.
We were able to exactly time sort of the sequence of events, and there was a total of 8 seconds when somebody wasn't being observed.
The report says there simply wasn't enough time for someone to approach Suter, struggle with him, shoot him with his own gun, and run away with no one seeing them. Though this independent panel has concluded its work, many in the community are still doubtful, suggesting that perhaps he was murdered. Suter was expected to talk with the grand jury about an incident in which a now-convicted cop admitted to planting drugs on an innocent man. The question of whether Suter helped plant the drugs looms large. The FBI told the panel that Suter was a subject in their investigation and had been offered partial immunity. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Residents of the neighborhood where Detective Suter was shot last year say they find the conclusion that he killed himself hard to believe. WYPR's Dominique Maria Bonesi has more.
When police found Detective Sean Suter shot dead in Harlem Park last November, they cordoned off the neighborhood as they searched for the shooter. Residents had to show ID to get in or out. So residents were shocked at yesterday's announcement that Suter's death was likely a suicide.
I don't believe that officer committed suicide.
Melvin Tenney sits on a stoop outside his house on Bennett Place, across the street from the vacant lot, where officials say Suter took his own life.
Why would he fire off 3 rounds? And another thing, he had to go to court the next day against some other police officers.
Down the street, Kevin Davis leaves a convenience store at the corner of Bennett and North Fremont Streets. The report left him with unanswered questions about Suter's death.
Why would he take his own life and then why he working on the job? Like, I don't understand that. And he have 6 kids. Like, why would he take his life?
Glenn Wardell is finishing repairs of one of the many homes he rents out on this block. He says his tenants and other neighbors were scared to leave their homes for days following the neighborhood lockdown.
You have people like these people here, which are my clients. They're scared to come outside because, you know, the reporters and the newspaper, they said, oh, we got killers on the loose.
Wardell, like many in this neighborhood, says they can't trust the police.
This guy ended up committing suicide, but yet because you put out this false information, because you didn't do your background right, you know, you jumped to conclusions to give the city and everyone an explanation, you're wrong. You committed, what is it? It's like terrorism.
At her regular Wednesday press conference, Mayor Catherine Pugh reiterated her condolences for the Suter family and her apology to residents of Harlem Park.
I'm as disappointed as anybody that, one, the Harlem Park, the Harlem community, was held to this kind of infliction as it relates to how the community was held at bay to be able to get into their homes.
Following Suter's death, the report says former police commissioner Kevin Davis falsely told the public that there was a suspect on the loose, announced a $214,000 reward for anyone who could provide information to the capture of the suspect, and cordoned off the neighborhood to search for the suspect. At the time, Pugh says she was unaware of that information being false.
Having read the report, there's information in the report that I did not get. Absolutely.
Pugh emphasized the need to reform the department through the current consent decree and using recommendations from the report.
We will be under a consent decree until the changes are made that brings about the confidence that this community needs to have in its police department.
Back in Harlem Park, Gene Snowden, a resident of the nearby Upton neighborhood, says the department needs to make amends.
People expect the truth of us. We expect the truth of them. If better relations is going to be had with citizens in Baltimore City and the Baltimore City Police Department, of course they should come clean.
Despite the report's findings, the police investigation into Suter's death remains open. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.